AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A Republican effort to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has gone to the Senate for a trial, but Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is urging colleagues,
for the sake of the Senate's integrity and to protect impeachment for those rare cases we truly need it, senators should dismiss today's charges.
No court session today in Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial while the judge works on other matters. Julie Walker on where things stand.
Jury selection continues Thursday in Donald Trump's hush money trial. Five more jurors are needed to add to the seven chosen Tuesday, plus the judge wants six extra as alternates. It's not been easy picking jurors. Many have said they cannot be impartial. Others were challenged for social media posts about the former president, including one that read, "Lock him up." At one point Tuesday, the judge admonished Trump for speaking loudly and gesturing while a potential juror was questioned. So far, the jury includes a tech worker, English teacher, nurse, salesperson, engineer, and two lawyers. Julie Walker, New York.
Rescue workers in the northern Ukrainian city of Chernihiv digging through the wreckage of an apartment building hit by Russian missiles. At least 14 people reported killed. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban is telling a gathering of far-right politicians in Brussels Ukraine must never be allowed to join the European Union or NATO. But he says his nation does have a stake in the war.
Something must be between Russia and Hungary. So this is the number one thing. So we support Ukraine to survive somehow, which is questioned because Ukraine is not a sovereign state. Ukraine is now just a protectorate of the West.
President Biden's looking to triple tariffs on steel from China. He plans to make an announcement in a speech to steel workers in Pennsylvania this afternoon. Stocks heading lower on Wall Street. This is AP News. The NBA's play-in tournament's underway. Dave Ferry has the latest.
The Lakers have advanced to the NBA playoffs by winning their play-in game at New Orleans, 110-106. The Lakers dominated the second quarter, outscoring the Pelicans 34-16 to take a 10-point lead. LA also overcame a strong performance by Zion Williamson, who had 40 points, 11 rebounds, and 5 assists. He was the lone Pelican with more than 12 points. Three Lakers, meanwhile, scored at least 20 points, led by LeBron James, 23 points, 9 rebounds, and 9 assists.
We've just been playing good ball, and everybody's been contributing. Hasn't been many games where me and AD shot the ball. I think we were 12 for 36 in the field, but the rest of the guys picked us up. So myself and AD was just trying to do everything else that we could.
Anthony Davis delivered 20 points and 15 rebounds, and D'Angelo Russell had 21 points as LA earned a first-round meeting with the Nuggets. I'm Dave Ferry.
Sacramento eliminated Golden State last night. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.